heads up to my subscribers. Right now, I'm looking to upgrade my camera. I've been speaking back and forth with a viewer who knows a whole lot more about this stuff than I do. Outside of producing the content, I am completely clueless when it comes to all the technical aspects of doing this. It seems the camera that I'm currently using is the reason I've been having issues filming in HD. So we're working behind the scenes on getting that figured out right now. He made a couple of good suggestions that I'm looking into. But if you guys have any suggestions, shoot me an email, btlkc84@gmail.com. If you want to donate to the equipment upgrade, Patreon link can be found in the channel description. Also, before we get started, wanted to tell all my viewers out in Tampa that we're thinking about you guys. According to my YouTube analytics, I have several thousand viewers in the Tampa metro area. I also have a childhood friend who owns a pool business down in Tampa. I hope all of you guys make it through this storm okay. I've been through a lot of hurricanes in my life. They're no joke. They're unpredictable. I've seen Category 1 hurricanes do a hell of a lot more damage than a Category 4. You just never know. But the one thing I do know, I will not be using they, them pronouns when describing a hurricane. Did you guys see that yesterday? The identifiers, they are pressuring meteorologists to use they, them pronouns when describing a hurricane. We don't know if this hurricane identifies as male or female. To be safe, we should be using they, them pronouns so it doesn't get offended. We must think about the hurricane's feelings. Do you think people living in Tampa give a fuck about a pronoun right now? The lives of millions of people are at risk. Their homes, their neighborhoods, their businesses. And these useless plebes are concerned about proper pronouns? All right, let's go ahead and get into this. I thought we were done talking about the dump divers. Over the weekend, we celebrated the end of the WNBA season by knocking over all the porta-potties in the dump so woke welfare recipients wouldn't have use of the facilities this offseason. After that, I figured we wouldn't be talking about the WNBA for a few months, at least a few weeks. But these resourceful dump divers, they always find a way to spread their odor throughout the offseason. Now, I gotta admit, I am rather confused about this overreaction to Kim Mulkey. Now, for those of you that don't know, which I'm guessing that number to be 100% of you guys, Kim Mulkey is the former head coach at Baylor in the activity the mainstream media calls women's basketball. The rest of us, we refer to it by its proper name, dump diving. During her time at Baylor, Kim Mulkey recruited a young woman that eventually grew into a man. She was responsible for the growth and development of someone who would become a super shit fuck. The shit fuck of all shit fucks. This talented dump diver arrived at Baylor with a baby face and left a couple of years later with a beard. I'm talking, of course, about Brittany Griner, or the birthing person the woke like to call BG, which is a slap in the face to the real BG, the legendary rapper from New Orleans. The real BG, he's an actual legend down here on the coast. This imposter they're calling BG, a legend in her own mind. Now, from what I have read, even though they won rights to the gold paint and toilet in 2012, Kim Mulkey, Brittany Griner, they have an estranged relationship. According to USA Today, Kim Mulkey tried discouraging Brittany Griner from pounding the woke cucumber. "Brittany, get that Just for Men off your face! I recruited a young lady. Quit acting like a man!" "But coach, I am a man." "Well, in that case, get the hell out of my dump. The men have a multi-million dollar facility across campus, but, they are not going to let you join the team. They don't reward players for missed layups like we do here." Let me tell you why I'm so confused. For months, we have received mixed messaging concerning Brittany Griner. One day, they are organizing a community circle jerk on Twitter, stoking woke boners and asking shitfucks to tweet their support. "Free BG! Free BG! Bring Lady Liberty home! Oppression, mythical racism, human rights violations, pound my bongo!" The next day, they're telling everyone to remain silent. "Shh, shh. Don't say anything about Brittany Griner. We've got this under control. Our Lord and Savior, bumbling Biden, is inviting Vladimir Putin to Horny Hunter's Butt Bongo Bash in exchange for the release of bearded Brittany."
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about us normal people remaining silent since, you know, we could give a fuck less about Brittany Griner. Matter of fact, I don't think normal people would mind if they just extended her Russian vacation. Why stop at 10 years? Why don't we give her an additional year for every second that she kneeled for the national anthem? Now, obviously, Kim Mulkey, she only received one woke memo. She received the memo instructing her to remain silent. So, she followed instructions. Yesterday, she was asked by a reporter why she hasn't spoken publicly about Brittany Griner. It was a fair question. She is her former coach. They spent a year together enjoying the use of a Flushing toilet. The question was asked and answered. And the answer inflamed the hemorrhoids inside the woke bongo. Watch for yourself.
And how would you describe that process of putting that collective group together? And then, too, I just wanted to get your thoughts on Brittany Griner's situation. And I don't think I've seen anything from you on that. And just can you?
And explain? You won't. I'll answer the first one for you.
This press conference began circulating Twitter, and the shitfucks came out in full force. Check it out for yourself. Here is the response from someone who claims to be queen of the dump. She was obviously educated at Woke U because she's tweeting what the woke call misinformation. You see, Kim Mulkey, she is responsible for securing Flushing toilet rights twice at Baylor. Brittany Griner only given access to the gold-painted toilet once. Now check out this response from some birthing person who identifies as Chloe Jackson. Your silence speaks volumes. You are condoning mythical racism, human rights violations. I'm confused. I thought you wanted everyone to stay silent. Kim Mulkey follows the woke commandments, and she is still charged with a violation. Which is typical. That's typical. These people are constantly talking out of both sides of their ass. But I saved the best response for last. Oh, I saved the best for last. It has been a while since we have talked about America's favorite prepubescent boy, Megan Rapinoe. Meg and the Sue Bird, they have been busy this off-season pounding the cucumber and laying eggs. But the purple-haired dragon took a break from egg-making to chastise Kim Mulkey for her lack of support for the super shit fuck. Now, hopefully you guys can see this, but I will read her response for you. This is honestly just cruel and evil, and even more honestly, it's showing, sis, that hate is seeping out. Hashtag WeAreBG. Okay, Sue, time to re-enter my bongo. That cucumber has me written all over it. First of all, why is the boy calling Kim Mulkey cis? Did Megan Rapinoe have a biologist confirm Kim Mulkey is a woman? Number two, how is her silence cruel and evil? What hate is seeping out? I just love it when an American-hating shitfuck labels normal people haters because they don't give a shit about Brittany Griner. Why should we care? Bearded Brittany spent years disrespecting our country. She accused all of us of mythical racism. She tried turning dump divers into victims. We deserve equal pay. How come men make more money than us? How come LeBron James lives in a mansion and I live in a cardboard box? This is unfair. It's misogyny, damn it! So, let me get this straight. You want to label me a mythical racist? You want to call me misogynist because I refuse to watch you airball free throws? You want to disrespect our military? You kneel for the national anthem. Then when you find yourself in a precarious situation, you want our help and support? That is the exact message current Baylor dump diva Nikki Colin sent out Monday. She spoke for nearly 5 minutes about Brittany Griner. After 90 seconds, I heard all I needed to hear. Watch for yourself.
Wow. You guys know, those that have been around me know I get pretty emotional. I think BG, first of all, is human first, you know? And I think this is a human rights issue. No one's saying she didn't make a mistake. None of us are perfect, you know? But I guess I would want to know. If I did something and was stuck in a foreign country, and what it was, what it wasn't. You know, I think we all know that 10 years is a long time. And you know, I see her as a mother, as a sister, as a spouse, as a daughter, you know, as an unbelievable ambassador for the game of basketball. You know, I think there are people that have said, like, she kneeled. We can argue about kneeling or not kneeling all day long. Brittany Griner's worn that USA across her chest and won gold medals for this company or for this country. She's represented Baylor. You know, I want to say it was Bella told me, like, she was one of her first idols, like, a big part of, like, why, you know, she was Baylor, you know, and I absolutely know that there was a championship here before BG, but I mean, she made Baylor a household name.
Where do I even begin with this stupidity? Let's start with this false notion that this is a human rights issue. This is not a human rights issue. I don't know if Nikki Cohen is aware of this. Once you're in prison, especially in a foreign country, they don't give a shit about your rights. You forfeited those rights when you allowed yourself to be used as a political pawn by trying to smuggle an illegal substance into their country. Now, do I think Brittany Griner should spend the next 10 years in prison? No. Do I care if she spends the next 10 years in prison? No. Now, if this were a member of the military, if this was an America-loving patriot, get them the hell out of there. But you spent years complaining about the living conditions here in America. Maybe the universe was trying to do you a favor. The universe pulled you out of mythical oppression and showed you the real deal. Just because Brittany Griner represented the United States in the Olympics, that does not mean she represented us. Gwen Berry competed for the U.S. in the Olympics. Does that birthing person represent you? What about Megan Rapinoe? Does a purple-haired, prepubescent boy who has the ability to get pregnant and lay eggs, does that represent you? Remember Raven Saunders? These people don't represent America. Raven Saunders is so scary it melts the makeup off Rachel Levine. And what's this about Brittany Griner making Baylor a household name? Are you out of your fucking mind? How many of you guys in my audience have watched one women's basketball game involving Baylor? How many of you guys even knew Baylor had a women's basketball team? My Baylor alumni out there, does Brittany Griner represent you? Are you proud to say you share an alma mater with the shitfuck of all shitfucks? Let me tell you who Brittany Griner represents. She represents 8 to 10% of this country. I struggle to even call these people Americans. Brittany Griner represents mythical racism. She represents butt bongo. She represents birthing persons who believe men can get pregnant. I'll tell you who she doesn't represent. Me. But let me know what you think. Megan Rapinoe and her band of bongos attacked Kim Mulkey for her silence on Brittany Griner. After telling everyone to remain silent, they attack someone for remaining silent. Typical woke logic. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.